My peace I give unto you, Elder John Longdon. John Longdon, Conference Report, October 1964, pages 124-126. It is a source of strength to my testimony to witness the evidence of inspiration during these conference sessions. To my knowledge, none of the brethren are instructed in these general sessions to speak upon a particular subject. Each selects his own. To me it is interesting and inspirational to see how all of these talks correlate in every session. Likewise, the music furnished by the various choral groups, as evidence, the opening number this afternoon by the Tabernacle Choir entitled, In My Father's House Are Many Mansions, expresses this thought, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. 2 weeks or so ago, I selected as my subject, Peace, the Prince of Peace, in the words of the prophet Isaiah as he prophesied about the coming of Jesus. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Peace is a word about which we hear much today. Is it being used loosely for personal gain by individuals or groups? Peace is not to be trifled with. May I give you and share with you some thoughts on this subject as related by Wilford Peterson, entitled Peace is More Than a Word. The word peace has been printed billions of times, uttered in billions of prayers, spoken millions of times over the radio and television, and voiced thousands of times by every member of the human race in all the languages of earth, and still we have wars. It is high time to consider that peace is more than a word. It is more than a spot of ink on a piece of paper, or a sound on our lips. Peace is everything that makes life worth living. Peace is God on both sides of the table in a conference. Peace is goodwill in action. Peace is worldwide neighborliness. Peace is cooperation and teamwork. It is pulling with people instead of pushing them around. Peace is sanity and common sense in human relations. Peace is open-mindedness. It is a willingness to listen as well as to talk. It is looking at both sides of a situation objectively. Peace is patience. It means keeping our tempers, rising above petty irritations, taking a long look. It means keeping our shirts on and giving time a chance to work its magic. Peace is having the courage and humility to admit mistakes and take the blame when we are wrong. Peace is international courtesy. It is good sportsmanship in world affairs. Peace is tact, and tact has been defined as the ability to pull the stinger of a bee without getting stung. Peace is vision. It is being big enough to give up small individual advantages for the universal advantage of a warless world. Peace is using the golden rule as a measuring stick in solving the problems of the world. Peace is the open hand instead of the clenched fist. It is tolerance and understanding toward men of every class, creed, and color. Peace is a mighty faith. It is a radiant belief in the potential goodness and greatness of man. It is a dynamic confidence that war can be abolished forever. Peace is a thing of the heart as well as the head. It is a warmth, an enthusiasm, a magnetism, that reaches out and draws people together in a common purpose. Peace is top-level thinking, feeling, acting. It is rising high above tanks, planes, and atom bombs as a way of settling disputes. Peace is a way of living, the gospel proclamation of peace. May we build peace in the little spheres of our daily lives, our homes, our industries, our communities, cities, states, and the world. The Lord gave a revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith, as recorded in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verses 38-41. This was given June 22, 1834, when members of the church were being persecuted and driven from place to place. And again, I say unto you, sue for peace, not only to the people that have smitten you, but also to all people, and lift up an ensign of peace, and make a proclamation of peace unto the ends of the earth, and make proposals for peace unto those who have smitten you, according to the voice of the Spirit which is in you, and all things shall work together for your good. Therefore, be faithful, and behold, and lo, I am with you even unto the end. Even so, the message of peace is the gospel of Jesus Christ, embodied in the gospel as a complete way of life. Today, in fulfillment of this scripture to establish an ensign, there are 74 missions throughout the world, approximately 12,000 missionaries going out to the four corners of the earth, delivering a message which will bring peace to the hearts of men. This will come to all who will listen, study, pray, accept, and live the teachings of the Master. We need to be reminded of the prayer offered at the dedication of the temple at Kirtland, Ohio, March 27, 1836. This prayer was given to the prophet by revelation, according to his written statement in the History of the Church, 2, 410-428, comma, that thy servants may go forth from this house armed with thy power, and that thy name may be upon them, and thy glory be round about them, And from this place they may bear exceedingly great and glorious tidings, in truth, unto the ends of the earth, that they may know that this is thy work, and that thou hast put forth thy hand, to fulfill that which thou hast spoken by the mouths of the prophets, concerning the last days, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that he who diggeth a pit for them shall fall into the same himself, that no combination of wickedness shall have power to rise up and prevail over thy people upon whom thy name shall be put in this house. We ask thee, Holy Father, to confound, and astonish, and bring to shame and confusion, all those who have spread lying reports abroad, over the world, against thy servant or servants, if they will not repent, when the everlasting gospel shall be proclaimed in their ears. Have mercy, O Lord, upon all the nations of the earth, have mercy upon the rulers of our land. May those principles, which were so honorably and nobly defended, namely, the constitution of our land, by our fathers, be established forever. The author of peace, the Savior is the author of peace, the price of peace. He said, Come, follow me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The application of his gospel in our daily lives will bring peace and contentment to the soul, for his promise unto us is, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. May I quote from the memorable sermon given by President David O. McKay last October conference, to be exact, October 4, 1963. Let us ever keep in mind that life is largely what we make it, and that the Savior of men has marked clearly and plainly just how joy and peace may be obtained. It is in the gospel of Jesus Christ and adherence thereto. Also let us remember his opening remarks of this conference read by his son Robert McKay, Path to Peace. May we realize, then, that peace is more than a spot of ink on a piece of paper or a sound upon our lips. It is the application of the teachings of the Prince of Peace in our daily lives. The prophets have been and are speaking. May we follow them. May all we think, say, and do be in accord with the teachings of Jesus. And I assure you we will have peace. For this I pray humbly, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.